And now,
what's occurring?
Our guessing game quiz. Play along, please, on the way to work. Text me how you do.
Oh, what's occurring?
Oh, what's occurring is on for Wednesday. Both up for it?
Yep.
Stop yawning. Yeah. Becky was halfway for a yawn. Let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
First situation today. You know Tinchy Strider?
Lovely Tinchy Strider.
Oh, he's a really nice guy. He did like Becky Cam loads in the last week.
He did, actually.
I think he got quite addicted towards the end.
He, I don't know whether you know this, is a massive fan of Lily Allen.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, just can't stop talking about Lily all the time. All the time. But, here's my question to you. How long do you think Tinchy could talk about Lily Allen for? They do something similar to this on Radio 4. So he's got to talk about Lily Allen. How long can he do it without repeating himself, hesitating, or changing the subject?
What, and Tinchy Strider did this on Lily Allen on Radio 4?
No. There's a quiz that's similar on Radio 4.
With Tinchy?
No. Right. It's just a similar quiz.
Okay.
We've ripped it off. So, how long do you think without hesitating, repeating himself, or changing the subject, talking about Lily Allen?
20 seconds. That's quite a long time. That's quite hard.
That's really long. I'm going to say 15.
I'll say 14, then I'll change my mind.
Oh,
can't do that. What's your answer?
Well, I'll stick with 20, okay. Just to be fair.
That is fair. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is Tinchy Strider. He loves a bit of Lily Allen.
Yeah, Lily Allen, yeah. I like her album, Alright Still, because that's one of the slangs I use. I say, you alright still? That tune is alright still. She's looking alright still these days, you know what I mean? Maybe we can meet. Yeah, but I can't say one thing wrong about her, apart from she's alright still. Cloud Nine Strides here. Hey, what's going on, Lily? Fleet.
Okay. Now, you did say all right still quite a lot.
I was going to say, I thought you said he wasn't allowed to repeat himself.
Let me just find out how long it was until he started repeating all right still.
Yeah, Lily Allen, yeah. I like her album, All Right Still, because that's one of the slangs I use. I say, you all right still.
Okay, well, if you're counting that, it was 6 seconds. But I've also noticed that he repeats himself by saying, yeah, right at the beginning. Listen.
Yeah, Lily Allen, yeah.
Well, that's that then. So it's one.
Yeah, Lily Allen, yeah.
So it was 1 second until he repeated himself.
I did think, in retrospect, 20 was a bit hopeful.
Well done, Becky.
Oh, what's the kitty?
You know Vernon Kay?
Yeah.
Have you noticed Vernon isn't great with names?
No, I hadn't noticed that.
Well, he meets a lot of people, you see, and he is so polite and one of the nicest blokes you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
Just rubbish with names.
You're being very astute today. You're picking up on all sorts of things that people do. Yeah. I didn't know that about Tinchy or about Vernon.
He just can't remember them. But he does meet a lot of people, you know. It's hard to remember everybody. This is highlighted on Vernon's TV show, Beat the Star, which is truly one of the finest pieces of television you'll see all week on ITV1. Just for people that don't know, Chappers, explain what Beat the Star involves.
It involves a member of the public and a star going head-to-head in various games.
Is that brilliant. Star in inverted commas?
No, not necessarily. Brilliant games from everything such as...
cutting cheese to size?
Yeah, how many bits of bits can you cut this sausage into to guess how old this person is? I saw a bizarre one with Martina Hingis and some woman trying to drop a pea into a bottle.
It's so good.
From about 10 yards up. Anyhow, and then if the member of the public beats the star, they win 50 grand, I think.
Yeah, good prize.
The star hasn't got anything to play for apart from denying somebody £50,000.
Anyway, the two contestants he speaks to on Beat the Star, last week a lot, well, he just refers to them as gentlemen. You'll notice this all the time. My question to you is, on the last episode of Beat the Star, how many times did Vernon use the word gentleman to the two contestants? Because he just can't remember their names.
All the time.
Right.
Not as often as that.
Well, exactly.
He said he does it all the time, so...
Could you be more specific?
How long is the programme? About an hour?
Yeah.
15.
15 gentlemen's?
Yeah.
Chopper?
16.
Ooh, tactical.
Well, I need a point from somewhere.
Oh, What's occurring?
Here's Vernon Kay calling the two contestants gentlemen, which he does quite a lot.
Good luck to you both, gentlemen. All right, gentlemen, please shake hands with... Gentlemen, are you ready, gentlemen? Gentlemen, for 2 points. Gentlemen, these are the rules for game two. So, gentlemen, if you'd like to go to your poles, please, we'll play. All ready, gentlemen, we've tested your stamina. Good luck to you both, gentlemen. 3 minutes, gentlemen. Right, gentlemen, are you ready to play on? Questions, we'll leave it there. Gentlemen, it's been a great fight so far. Gentlemen, congratulations. Gentlemen, if you'd like to take your positions. Gentlemen, you've been two fierce competitors. These are the rules, gentlemen. If you'd like to take your positions, gentlemen. Good luck, gentlemen!
Wow, that's a lot. 18 gentlemen.
Yay.
In 1 hour of Beat the Star, it's one all.
Oh, what's occurring?
Oh, apparently it's Pacific, not Pacific.
Oh, such an idiot.
Stupid me.
Yeah. Becky was just biting her nails then. She's that nervous about it today.
Let me know how you're doing on Oh, What's Occurring on 81199. You know Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Showing how talented the people of Great Britain are.
Hmm.
It's a brilliant show. Today, we ask, how talented do you think the people on Stupid Street are?
Oh, God.
Very.
It's the first and last edition of Stupid Street's Got Talent. We sent our top talent scouts, Fiona and Gemma...
Loving this music.
...onto Stupid Street, OK? And found out what
have
their talent was.
You take this off the telly?
Yes, I have.
You got this music, didn't you? Because it wasn't someone who works here.
Is this on a video cassette?
I just put...
It's off your phone when you were watching it, isn't it?
Yeah, I just put my phone next to the TV. I just cut it off before Ant and Dec come on.
Right. God, that was awful.
I've even got the buzzer. I take that off as well.
Anyway. Sit there a lot taping things onto your phone off the telly.
I just thought we might need the buzzer, but I don't think we do.
All right.
Anyway, we sent our top talent scouts, Fiona and Gemma, onto Stupid Street. My question is, out of 5 people, what is the most common talent? Becky.
Jokes.
Chopper.
Singing.
All right. Let's have a go.
Oh, what's occurring?
Can I just play my theme once more? Because I did forget it.
please do.
Come on, that's not bad quality for a phone.
Were you in the same room as the telly?
No, I was right up close
to it.
One
of those TV stores.
Right up close. Okay, Stupid Street's Got Talent. Here's talent number one.
What is your talent?
I can juggle.
You can juggle?
Yes.
How many balls can you juggle?
3.
Why can't you do any more than 3?
Because it's too hard.
Could you juggle now in front of us?
If you had balls, I could juggle.
I don't have any balls.
I can juggle your microphone, maybe.
Juggle the microphone? I don't think you can juggle this. It's only one thing. Juggle with your shoes.
Juggle my shoes?
Yeah, go on, juggle your shoes. Okay, get the shoes out. Oh, they're very nice.
Do you like them?
Yeah. They're black. Shiny. He's juggling. Yes. And he's got them.
So our juggling was number one.
I'll juggle that microphone. That's only one thing, so it's not strictly juggling.
Yeah, really. Next.
My talent, I would probably do a bit of a sing-song.
Who would you compare yourself to?
Oh, I'm Britney. Britney, yeah. My loneliness is killing me, and I must confess, I still believe.
Right, good. Next.
What's your talent then?
I know jokes, everyone's jokes from years, from the good comedians, when they brought out the book and the show, The Comedians, from years ago. So many people were on that show that went out and did other things.
So what joke, can you tell me a joke?
Well, the only one I could think of on top of my head is the one where the girl says to me, do you smoke after sex? I said, I've never looked.
Any others?
Normally I can just rattle them off.
It's under pressure now, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm under pressure.
Can't anymore?
I'm under pressure.
I love Fiona so much.
Got any more? Next.
Do you watch Britain's Got Talent?
Yes.
If you were to go on that programme, what would your talent be?
I sing Britney Spears.
Okay,
I.
Yeah,
okay. Oh, baby, baby, how was I supposed to know? There's something...
Okay, bye. And... Also, everyone's going, why
did that man have three feet?
Why did the juggler have three shoes?
They found the only three-legged juggler in the world.
Now that's talent.
He's the winner.
Last one.
So what's your talent?
My talent is speaking with the people.
How is that so good?
I know what to say, and the moment in which say that, okay. Hello, Luciano. My talent is, when they are satisfied, is to complete their satisfaction with my words that makes you laugh. It's nice, isn't it? I think it is.
So his talent?
His talent is speaking with the people. This is nice.
To help their satisfaction.
I think Fiona was satisfied then, wasn't she?
Fair play, though. We found a three-legged juggler. Beat that, Simon Cowell. So the most popular talent on the Stupid Street was singing, so Becky wins today's... Oh, what's
no!
it called?
I said singing!
Oh. What did you say?
Jokes!
Sorry. Chappers wins today's Oh, What's Occurring?
God, you're rubbish.